The Road to Health Podcast. Backroads. Hi, welcome to The Road to Health, a podcast presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island. I'm your host, Mark Sheldon. In last month's Road to Black Health Podcast, one of the topics Black Council at Blue discussed was stigma and how it can be a real barrier to folks accessing behavioral health services. So, on this Backroads episode, we're going to explore the topic a little deeper with a discussion we had back in May with Dr. Victor Pincus. I started us off with a story that gets a little bit personal. In the fall of 2004, I was driving to work, which at the time was for a highly competitive tech company, and I wasn't really focusing on anything in particular, when I felt a sudden tightening in my chest. My heart started to race. I began to sweat, and I couldn't seem to catch my breath. I pulled off the highway, and I found a gas station. I rushed out of my car, inside, and told the clerk behind the counter that I needed an ambulance. I was having a heart attack. By the time the EMTs rushed in, looking for someone much older than 28, my symptoms had magically subsided. They took me out to the rescue, where the morning rush hour line of gas station customers were trying to navigate an ambulance and a full-sized fire truck. Everyone was staring. Everyone was judging. Me. The EMTs checked my vitals, asked if I had eaten, that maybe low blood sugar was to blame, and assured me that I was fine to go back to my morning commute. I sat in my car for a few minutes, I ate an oatmeal raisin cookie, I thought it couldn't hurt, and I drove into work and told no one. What I had, of course, was a panic attack. I was later diagnosed with generalized panic disorder, which I've since successfully learned to manage, but the other thing I experienced that morning was stigma. And the reason I'm telling you is because talking about mental health issues is the first step to breaking painful stigmas. Another person who has shared their behavioral health journey is Dr. Victor Pincus. Dr. Pincus is a medical director at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island with roles in behavioral health. Dr. Pincus was an emergency physician for 25 years. During that time, he became intimately familiar with how stigma against those with mental health and substance abuse disorders hinder treatment and amplify bias-based fear.
First, I think you have to define stigma, and there's a lot of different ways to do that, but basically it's kind of like a discrediting label that's applied to an individual to mark them as a deviant or discrepant from what people believe is normal. And then by labeling these people, whether it's with substance use disorder or mental health illness, you devaluate them and you create mistrust, and it increases further discrimination. And it can lead to perpetuate inequities in care. And I think that's one of the ways. And it's also like our own bias, right? Like, so we know people or we've been hurt by people that have substance use disorder or behavioral health disorder. I kind of like to call it shame, blame, disdain, and unable to tame, right? Like, so you shame people because you think they're morally weak or morally responsible for their illness. You wouldn't think that of somebody who had heart disease or diabetes, but fairly often when you're thinking about mental health issues, you blame them for their problems. They blame themselves for their problems. And you distance yourself because you have fear. And I think that's the underlying infection, right, of thought is fear, right? You fear of the condition, fear of the person. And that creates a distance and that creates a bias and a discrimination against them.
So I have to imagine that that's a major barrier to care if you think that revealing yourself to have a dependency is going to expose you in some way.
Well, right. It's a barrier on multiple levels. So there are basically three different types of stigma, right? There's public stigma is what the community thinks about a person with mental health or substance use disorder. There's personal stigma, which you place on yourself if you have one of these disorders. And that's where you're just talking about, you know, you're ashamed or you don't want to be labeled, so you don't want to go seek treatment. And that's that barrier. And then there's structural organizational stigma where, you know, a hospital or a healthcare entity has a bias against people with substance use disorder, or even a provider, right? Like a provider, a cardiologist or some other provider that, you know, doesn't want to take care of people with behavioral health or substance use disorders, that, you know, people with those problems experience that on multiple levels. They experience it from themselves, from providers, from institutions. It's like, it's a three-prong attack. You can't escape it.
Hmm. So you touched on stigma and bias in the medical community itself. How has that evolved over time?
If you go back 100 years ago, you know, people were institutionalized, you know, and cast out of society completely. You know, I think we've come a long way from that. And I think one of the reasons is that the neurobehavioral or neurocognitive disease model, that it's a disease, has attempted to explain that this is a disease like any other condition. And I think people recognize that more than they ever have. Are we at a point where people in society consider somebody with coronary artery disease the same as somebody with depression or opioid use disorder? I don't think we're there yet, but we're making gains.
So, Dr. Pincus, how about your personal journey? How have your views of substance dependency disorders and behavioral health in general evolved over the years?
You know, in the beginning, I trained in a very urban center. I trained at Cook County Hospital Emergency Medicine. And I saw everything that you could possibly see. We had 200,000 visits a year. I saw all aspects of substance use disorder and behavioral health and lack of access. There wasn't a significant amount of teaching on stigma or behavioral health or alcohol use disorder. It was, you know, basically try to get them through the system. You wouldn't even try to help them unless they showed motivation. So if they weren't interested in it, you weren't interested in it. I felt everything that you could imaginably feel about a person from a provider standpoint. I've felt sad. I've been angry at those patients. And I've come full circle and I have a complete understanding of what they're going through. It took me, almost 20 years to realize what they were going through. You know, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, but it's been going on forever. What happened to me is I ended up in a situation where somebody very close to me had alcohol use disorder, profound alcohol use disorder. And everything that I knew to do correctly as a physician went out the window when it's somebody close to you that you love.
Yeah, I can imagine. So how do we break that cycle? How do we start the work of ending stigma against behavioral health disorder?
There are a significant number of things that you can do, right? So what we're doing right now, we're talking about it. We're talking about our own experiences. We're not shying away from it. And we can act as like leaders in that sense and say, yeah, I have depression. I've had bipolar, or I have a loved one with bipolar. And we can talk about it. And that's like the starting point. And you can see the change, right? Like there's a significant number of celebrities that are, they're speaking their truth. When you have celebrities, actors, people who are leaders in the community, whether they're physicians, CEOs, mothers, fathers, lawyers, doctors, everyday people with lived experience that are telling their story, that's how you begin to deconstruct this stigma around it. Because, you know, mental health affects 1 in 5 Americans at some point in their life. And 75% of those people experience some kind of stigma. Stigma does nothing but perpetuate pain and a barrier to treatment. As an organization, you could do a significant number of things. And we already do, right? Like, so Blue Cross Blue Shield Rhode Island is great, right? Like they support PBS and PBS stories related to stigma for healthcare facilities or residency training. It should be part of their training, right? Like they have simulation centers where they practice resuscitations on pediatric patients and having difficult parents, right? But you can also do simulations with regards to treating somebody with substance use disorder and alcohol use disorder and mental health illness. We can implement like trauma and violence-informed care models and training within certain healthcare facilities or to providers and adopt and expand a recovery-oriented models of care, right? Integrated models of care where it's not just – it's person-centered, right? And it's very important to include people with lived experience, right? And it's not just one or two – like the one guy who's like had alcohol use disorder or depression. It has to be, you know, a breadth of experience because without people with lived experience – I mean, it's one thing to say to empathize. It's another thing to have walked that path. They are the strongest to overcome that. To overcome mental health illness or substance use disorder takes incredible, incredible strength. Instead of being afraid of hiring those people, those are the people you want, right? Like, because they are strong. They have a lot of fiber.
The Road to Health is a podcast presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island. It's produced and hosted by me, Mark Sheldon, and Mason M is our sound engineer, with additional support from Yasmin Diaz. I'd like to thank our Backroads guest, Dr. Victor Pincus. Be healthy, be well, and keep your eyes on the road.